One.
Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, and I'm back with comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We're all back.
Welcome back.
Last week with special guest Al Martin. I heard it was a good podcast.
Fun,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, and now we're back, business as usual.
And I know we don't do user tweets till the end, but I got a fan text from Ted Teddyman saying, I need a great podcast or Bobby losing his mind today.
No, Ted Teddyman, he tweeted at me that something I'm going to be out soon and TJ Del Reno is going to be my replacement, which I didn't appreciate Teddy taking me down that fast. I missed 1 week because I went to Florida to do some one-nighters.
He's been saying a lot of nasty shit this
Teddy really is going after this podcast now.
How was Florida, Mike?
How was Florida? Florida was great. My father's in the hospital. He's sick. He has a respiratory problem, which is chronic, so I went to go see him in the hospital, spent some time with him, and did some one-nighters. The crowds down there were good. I hung out with my friend Tony, who is a West Point graduate and works for the Corps of Engineers, and my girl Stephanie came down, and we had a good time. Went to Red Lobster, capped it off on Sunday with a Red Lobster, which I haven't been to in a long time. Great meal. Expensive Red Lobster.
Are they still in business?
You know what, Ben? Just because you don't eat shellfish. Actually, I like it how... That was an ethnic comment on Ben's ethnicity.
I followed.
Okay, but I'm telling you guys didn't give it anything.
They stopped doing the cornbread, right? Is that what they stopped
doing? No, they do these delicious muffins as bread that are very tasty, which I get. But the rest of it was like so.
Red Lobster was like cheap shit, didn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was like, for two of us, it was at $80.
No, but it's crap.
I'm not a big fan of Red Lobster, but I mean, they might sponsor the show, so
not
we gotta watch
this little.
Well, Bobby's opinions are not representative of the podcast. Okay, so I like how we started. Ben had to have his coffee, and he had to have his nuts. Everything was had to be just so.
And the quote from Teddy is: "If at Comic Mike V doesn't appear for the PA pod and bring big LeBron style game, I hear TJ Del Reno is in the running to take his spot."
I don't take kindly to threats, Ted Teddy Man. That's something you should know about me.
Okay, we've had a likable
relationship that we've had. He's come out to shows in Long Island. We've had him on the show. A pleasant guy. Don't start attacking us, Teddy.
Because his life is probably miserable right now. He hasn't gotten laid in a while, so he's attacking the PA podcast.
Maybe he hasn't gotten laid in a while. That's why he's attacking the PA podcast.
That's why he's doing it. I know. I can tell these guys.
No, defend him, Ben. I dare you to defend him, you fellow upper graduate or whatever schools that you guys went to together.
No. Teddy Man went to Ivy League school.
He went to Yale, but Ben's not no slouch himself.
No, but he has a degree from Yale.
Ben's published now. He has this era about him, this aura. Like, he's like, I'm published. You know, I'm going to take my time.
Well, I've been written about in 3 books.
Well, let me tell you something about
my friend. I'm a living legend.
I'll tell you something about Ben and his attitude shift. Okay? I'm gone 1 week. You guys have Al Martin in for a straight interview, which was great. But then this week...
We did the topics last week, for the record.
Oh, did you do the topics?
We got topics in, too.
Ben, this week, first of all, he pushes the podcast back hours later.
An hour and a half.
Hours later. And then I...
messed up my whole schedule.
And then I get here, and Ben's percolating coffee and getting nuts.
He's getting nuts.
Not for all of us. For himself. They're in a small baggie, and he's just... hoarding them, you know, hoarding them and drinking his coffee. And I'm like, what happened? This guy, his book is, it's a prototype.
Mike, you're wrong though. He did offer us if we would like some walnuts. And I took a little bit. You didn't take any.
Put them on a tray or something. What
a
is
tray?
This?
What?
Is this a
what
drug
am I,
deal?
Betty White? This is Martha Stewart? Put them on a tray.
Is this a drug
deal?
I give
my nuts to people all the time and I don't put them on a tray.
Okay, that was good.
You put them on a rim seat. It's different.
All right. We turned it gay. We turned it sexual. But is this a drug deal? Look, I'm holding the baggie here. This is a drug deal? No, man. It's like
Mike,
people
are
what's
this on your lip?
It's not. It's from shaving. You say it every time. It's from shaving. I don't know if you have
I've
a thing.
I've never cut my lip shaving. I don't know.
It's not a cut.
And I use a regular...
it's not a cut. It's a straight razor.
We're going to have to do a Kickstarter to get Mike an electric razor.
It looks like a hairpiece to me.
A hairpiece on my lip?
No, a hairpiece on your head, I said. A hairpiece.
It's not a hairpiece.
I thought you were wearing a hairpiece.
Let's not start attacking me. What are you, Teddy Man?
I didn't say herpes. I said hairpiece.
I feel like I'm being attacked on the podcast.
Let's get back to making you feel like a dick for making fun of me for being late for having a delayed podcast. Let's get to the real issue.
The real reason is that Ben put out a book. Okay, Russian Optimism. It's a prototype.
Nice
it's
looking
in,
book.
It's a nice looking book. It's in hard copy. He brought it out. It's beautifully done. It's beautifully done. And when is it going to be available to the public, Ben?
Next month, I think.
It'll be available next month. But we have the prototype here, and I'm leafing through it. It's beautifully done. But then I'm watching Ben's attitude shift as I'm leafing through it. You know, he's a published guy now, so I guess he doesn't need to be on the podcast.
Right, that's what you're trying to say.
I don't know. He's got
whether
this holier...
I need it or not, I want to. This is one of the highlights of my week every week.
He's a holier.
Sad as it is.
He has a holier-than-thou attitude, kind of, about him. Well, at least it's not 100 degrees in your
apartment. It's like the first time I walked in Barnes & Noble and picked up a book that was had a whole chapter on me in the book. I felt pretty powerful right there.
Did you take the book? Did you take
I bought the book, yeah.
You didn't shoplift it?
I bought it.
It wasn't about, like, your criminal history?
Well, they did have some things about my criminal history, my comedy, everything in there.
I feel it would have been appropriate for you to shoplift the book about you being a criminal.
No, but I'm not that kind of criminal, pal.
You don't shoplift.
No, that's for lowlifes.
You shake down the store.
Right, exactly.
Give me 10% of everything you
exactly. make. Exactly. I walk in and I do it the right way.
There's a right way to commit.
Well, I don't commit any crimes anymore. I don't commit any crimes anymore because I'm a good law-abiding citizen, and because they have cameras everywhere and things. So,
well, this podcast has kept you straight too. Isn't no. Didn't you straighten up because you wanted to be on the podcast? We have a zero tolerance policy for crime.
Yeah, we drug test Bobby before every show.
Oh, you drug tested me for every show. You find out this.
Anyway, I had to push back the podcast today because I spent all morning hanging my grandpa's art exhibition at Treehouse Theater on 29th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue, 154.
All right,
it's going to be up there for the next 2 months. There's going to be an opening reception.
Where?
The Treehouse Theater.
Is that the one, what's called theater?
It's the one that used to be the old Pitt Theater.
Is that what you would call this theater?
Jerry Orbach.
No,
Ali.
Ali.
Yeah, it's one of his places.
All right, okay. Well, Ben, so you're not the only talented guy in your family.
Yeah, my grandpa's a visual artist. My dad's a photographer.
Wow.
My other grandpa's a writer.
Wow.
My mom's an art historian.
Why did you roll it out, man?
Wow.
Ben, that's
and
really
you
super.
Have used other people's poems in your book. And you just, all you did was translate them, basically.
No, he didn't. It's beautifully illustrated.
The illustrator did
a great job.
I was the art director.
Okay, but the illustrator did do a good job.
He did a great job, Dog Smiley. I'm going to be getting him a lot of business from this book.
Russian Optimism, available. Is it available now?
Amazon, right?
Amazon.
Not yet, because I got to make a couple of...
It's coming out soon to Amazon.
Ben's got to make some phone calls, and then it'll be out. So you guys are just going to have to wait for it.
We'll have a special thing on this out.
We have a special thing.
I was
thing.
Hanging
Maybe.
My dead grandpa's artwork all morning because he wanted an exhibition in New York City. That was one of his last requests. So I made that happen. So don't you feel like a dick now, Mike?
He gets a lot of stuff done. He's a publisher, man. He's been published.
I don't. Ben gets stuff done.
He's been
published. I don't feel like a dick.
He gets stuff done. He don't give a shit.
Ben doesn't.
Got your video done. That bullshit video you had.
That video was good. I take issue with that. Let's not insult my video. The writing was there. Ben did an excellent job.
I thought it was great. When there was too much gun pointing and things. But,
you thought there was too much
too
gun
much
pointing?
Violence. I don't like violence.
Too much from the state prison?
I'm not in a state prison, pal.
Yeah, but you're a graduate.
It was a federal facility.
I've been in state prisons. I've been a couple of them.
Yeah.
5 years, 1 year.
Which brings us to our first topic. I'm going to transition right into some of my
A-game.
Good
job.
Let's go
through
it.
Wait to take the reins of the host.
Look at a segue.
Vandersloot stabbed in prison. Guys, your thoughts.
He's supposed to get there. First of all, he raped some big shot's daughter. I mean, killed. The second girl he killed was some big guy's daughter down there.
Yeah.
Who's Vandersloot? Let's rewind.
Jorin Vandersloot, the guy that killed... Jorin Vandersloot, the Dutch kid that killed Natalie Holloway.
Yes. And then he killed another
girl. But he didn't get caught for that. He got killed for a Spanish girl.
Yeah. She's the one who went missing in the Bermuda or Mexico? Where'd she go missing?
Bermuda. It's Dutch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Bermuda. It's
Aruba.
Aruba.
Aruba. Okay.
Yeah. With the Dutch. He's Dutch. Jorin Vandersloot.
Jorin is Dutch.
Jorin Vandersloot.
Vandersloot. So he...
And his father was a judge there.
He was thought to kill Natalie Holloway, which he probably did. And
he got
then
convicted.
He got convicted of killing another Spanish girl.
Yeah, well, he got right in his hotel room. Yeah. He just killed her dead right there.
So he's a serial killer, basically.
Yeah.
So he's doing his time in a Peruvian prison, and he got stabbed. I mean, there's allegations. The prison is denying that it happened, but his lawyer is saying that he got stabbed.
So, of course he's going to get stabbed in prison. I've been in prisons. Guys like him, especially when a family, even David Berkowitz, you know, they cut his throat when he first got locked up.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Not David Berkowitz. No.
I was going to say.
No, not David. I'll tell you the guy's
Kaczynski,
name.
Kaczynski, Jeffrey Dahmer.
No.
I got them all, Bobby.
Jeffrey Dahmer got killed in prison.
Yeah. No. With the mop handle.
No, I'll tell you the guy. Remember the Amityville Horror?
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy that did the Amityville Horror, the murders, his father was a mob guy.
Yeah, he's Italian, yeah.
Yeah, he was an Italian kid, and his father, one of his friends of his father, they cut the guy's throat as soon as he got to prison, but he lived. And then they put him in protective custody for a long time. But I forget his name.
Wouldn't that be mad?
But David Berkowitz got stabbed up, too.
But wouldn't it be messed up if you were the Amityville Horror kid, all right, and you killed everybody, and then you went to prison, and your cell was haunted?
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty... does anybody want to help me out of this transition, or no?
No, well, I'll tell you, what about that?
Putting up, like, Chris
you know why he did that?
More than LeBron.
There wasn't no right devil now. Or anything else in that house. He did it because he was a heroin addict. And he wanted money, and they wouldn't give him any money for drugs. And he just went off. He snapped. And then he said, oh, the devil, you know, it was a ghost and the devil and all bullshit. But the reason was, Ronnie DeFeo, his name was Ronnie DeFeo. Because I remember I was in Clinton Datamora when he was in there. But he was in the protective custody unit. So you can't get near the guy.
You were in General Pop?
Of course I was. Where else do people like me go?
I don't know.
Ronnie DeFeo.
So, okay, so that guy, he got, of course, you're saying, of course he got stabbed.
Yeah.
I just assumed he was in protective custody the entire time.
They still get him. Go get somebody again.
But in Peru, it's like probably there is no protective custody. It's just
there might be. You know, no, there has to be for a guy like that.
Listen, I watched a documentary and they just there's not even cells. They just fence them in and they drop food in the middle and the gangs distribute the food. I saw that in a documentary, Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Must be true.
It must be true. It was a. I think it was a Locked Up Abroad. I don't know. I got tired of watching them because it's all the same.
I don't watch those kind of things.
You know.
The Russian one was pretty cool, where they make them walk head down with their hands.
Well, that's Nat Geo Russian prisons, where they walk with the head down
badass.
Because they don't want to have to because those guys will memorize and
even Russian criminals are world renowned chess players, so they'll remember all the moves.
Well, those Russian criminals, those high level guys, are former KGB, right? Most of them.
No, most KGB are working with Putin.
Well, Putin's the head of KGB.
Exactly. So he has all his cronies working with him. They're not in prison.
Some of them are.
Yeah, but most of them are gangsters with him. The ones that didn't want to go with him. He's a gangster.
Oh, yeah.
He's a thug.
I agree. And I don't... Hopefully this doesn't reach our Russian...
He does look better than all of us with our shirts off, though.
He crossfits, I think.
Wow.
He's lean. He rides a horse. I mean, he would do great on, eHarmony. Okay, I don't understand what's going on here. The jokes are falling flat. Putin would do great on eHarmony.
It's a very flat show today. I don't hear anything good come out of the show. You're very boring today. I don't know what it is with you two guys.
I'm the glue that's keeping this together.
I Ben's don't think so. Last week we had Al Martin. It was fine.
He's on a coffee.
I brought in Big Al Martin.
All right, well, Ben is on a coffee high today.
I got that kind of pull. I could bring in a guy like
Al
Martin.
All right, well, you're making moves on the streets. Oh, I'm out next week. I'm going to Aruba to perform.
Oh,
so
you guys have to pull it together. Watch. Another girl will come missing. Besides Natalie Holloway.
Don't say that, Bob.
I noticed that every time Mike goes away to another city, always there's some, like, girl that disappears during that time.
Absolutely not.
That's what I'm just saying.
Absolutely not.
If you look
not.
At it, there's quite a few things that's going on.
What you're saying is accusatory and offensive.
I would never say that you're a serial killer. I would never say that, but, you know, you never know.
Here's Al's email from last week. I'll tell you, I have a headache after talking to Bobby for another 45 minutes after the show in my car. He's a good soul, but you need Valium to handle too much of him.
I think he nailed it.
Wow. See, I'm not going to tell you what he said about you.
I'm sure.
I would say it on the show.
I asked him if I could quote him first. I thought you'd appreciate that. No, you're a good soul.
Good.
Has anyone ever publicly,
you
publicly
said you were
called
soul?
You a good soul
yes,
before?
Yes.
In public.
Many
in front
times.
Of people.
No, he is a
many
good soul.
Times.
He is
oh,
a good
I say he's a good guy, but I don't think anyone ever says it.
No, I think people say it. People
as a matter of fact, the girl told me that the other day on Halloween when I took my godson to Halloween trick-or-treating because she's the girl I rescued, and that's why she has the kid and they have a happy life. And she goes to me the other day, she goes, the kid was running around all happy on Halloween.
Right.
She goes, thank you.
What were you dressed as?
I had the what you call it. That day I didn't wear the costume. I wore the costume at the party. As Star Trek.
Oh, okay. I was going to say you should do the infomercial for the Ginsu steak knives.
Yeah.
Because you're
they were good to get
an Asian thing. Fetish.
Oh, no. You should see the Ginsu. Commercial I put up on my Facebook today.
Oh, man. You've been off for a few weeks.
And I'm not an Asian fetish. I've gone out with all kinds of guys.
You're mostly Asians, though.
Yeah, well, I think I might have a boyfriend now coming up.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, this guy, he's a very nice guy.
How old is he?
He's 35.
Ooh.
Wow.
But can I tell you something? And this is a little bullshit.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, he's got a body better than any 19-year-old.
Better than me and Ben?
Much better. Not even
no. Oh, I joined a gym.
You joined a gym?
My girl got me to join a gym.
How did she do that?
She started going. She's like, you should go. I'm like, all right. She like did the research. Because I hate like figuring out like how long they trap you for, what the monthly cost is.
Right.
What the real cost is. So she got me all that information. I was like, all right, I can.
What gym is it?
Blink, the one down the street.
Oh, so it's right down the street from me. Yeah, I go to one down the corner from me. I got a lifetime membership. The Bally there.
Oh, Bally's.
Here comes the one offer.
Right down, no. It's right down the street from me.
What, Bally's, bro?
It's right down the street. It's a block away. What am I going to do?
I don't know.
I got a gym in my house, too. I got all the equipment I need in there, too.
So you're going to... did you go today, Ben?
Did not go today. Went yesterday. Going
tomorrow. Why did you fall off of hot yoga? Why won't you go anymore?
It's too much of a time suck. It's like 3 hours of my day.
Right.
I like
you
gotta
travel, and then you gotta go for an hour and 45 and everything.
Yeah, you gotta cool down. You're sweating for hours. I like how I feel after. I just don't like the 3 hour commitment.
Right.
My spine was really opened, so I couldn't hear what you're saying because my spine.
Your
was
chakras? Started. Your chakras?
My chakras and my spine were so open while you were talking.
I heard your keister was open too.
Everything you
somebody
said.
Somebody slid
like,
up in you.
Everything just.
I heard somebody slid up in you there in Florida.
Nobody slid up in me. I'm not.
Oh, I get what you said. Your thing was
I'm
open.
Not a gay person.
Doesn't matter. You could be assaulted, sexually assaulted.
Also, Thursday of last week, we roasted the Iron Sheik at Carolines.
Oh, yeah, how'd that go?
It was
oh, I love the Iron Sheik.
It was phenomenal, man. Blue Meanie was there, New Jack, Nikolai Volkoff.
Oh, the wrestler, yeah.
Yeah, so that was his former tag team partner, and the Iron Sheik.
He used to wave the Iranian flag in the thing, and everybody used to scream and yell at him and everything.
Along with Jesse Joyce, Kurt Metzger, and there was some other funny comics who I met on it. And it was a great time.
I remember when he had the match against Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
But they were driving down to Atlantic City together, and they got arrested for, like, drunk driving or some shit like that. But they were supposed to be fighting each other.
Right.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan with the American with the stick and everything and the Iron Sheik. But they both are in the same car together. But it's not fixed or anything wrestling, no.
That was before TMZ, so people probably didn't know about that till days later.
Oh, there was
no, I think they got suspended or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what happened with that. But
McMahon gave them a suspension or some bullshit. But they were drunk driving, going down to Atlantic City or doing cocaine or whatever they had on them.
Right.
And they were wrestling that same night.
Well, it was a great...
They got to practice all that stuff.
Yeah,
I went tailgating Saturday at Rutgers
for
my friend's bachelor party.
How was it?
The game was horrible. The tailgate was
rainy.
Why
did they lose to who?
Wisconsin, 37-0. It was
pretty embarrassing. The Badgers got
them. We've been blown out 3 weeks in a row. Ohio State, Nebraska,
State
Wisconsin. I mean, they're all good teams, but it wasn't even competitive. Unlike the Penn State game where it came down to the last second.
You guys should be 1AA, maybe. You should go down in division.
They should.
And you should go.
Penn State lost too, right?
I'm not even.
I thought they lost a little.
I don't know.
You should know. You're an alumni.
Well, I'm not keeping track of college football this year. My Saturdays are pretty full, my friend.
I heard you got a Penn State jacket that on the back says Sandusky.
Okay. Moving forward. That's great. They keep the jokes rolling.
By the way, for all our listeners, Mike has been looking at the index card for the last 10 minutes, trying to read my handwriting and failing miserably.
No, I get it. Catcalling.
Catcalling
video that was up where the woman was walking for, I don't know how long, Ben?
Allegedly 10 hours.
Allegedly 10 hours. And she got catcalled, and it was uncomfortable for her.
Okay, well, how about this? She's walking down. She's a white girl with a big ass in tight jeans walking down 125th.
That's not an excuse, Bobby.
It's like a setup. Come on. Then they didn't show the white guys catcalling, which they did too.
There were no white guys in the video. That is.
Yeah, because it's on 125th
two
Street.
Issues. Where are the white guys on 125th Street?
Right.
There should be more whites.
There's inside of Starbucks blogging about her getting catcalled.
Yes.
Right.
But and I don't know why the issue is that she has a big ass. Some people just have bigger hips, Bobby.
No, I don't give a care because I don't catcall women.
I mean, I have a lot
of respect for women. I don't catcall them. I have a daughter, an ex-wife. I got a granddaughter. I respect women, and I would never catcall a woman. But I catcall guys walking down the street.
That's different.
I even had guys get... One kid got mad.
Yeah.
Because I was mad. I go, come here, you little pretty guy. So I said something. He goes, well, you just making fun of me because I'm gay?
No.
He thought I was a straight guy making fun of him.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was with two straight friends of mine, two big guys who were just coming out of gym.
Right.
So he thought I was, like, making fun of him that he was gay.
Do you have a laminate or something that says that you're gay to prove
no,
that
but then
gay?
I told him. I says, come here, you pretty motherfucker. I'll show you what I'll do.
Right, but I could see that coming from you. If you don't know you, they think that you're about to do a hate crime to
me. It happened to me one time at the Bellagio.
People don't feel safe.
Wait, let me tell you what happened. I was at the Bellagio in Las Vegas.
Right.
It's very good looking.
VIP suite?
No. We were in the poker room by the poker room. So I'm with my friends. They're all straight guys. So we're standing there talking about whatever, sports, whatever. And this real pretty boy walks by.
Was this your version of I have black friends? They're all straight guys? You just work that in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm saying they just happen to be straight, these guys. Mm-hmm. So the kid walks by. So I go, boy, you're a good looking young man.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hmm. And he kept walking. Then he comes back again like 10 minutes later. He goes, why are you making fun of me? I says, no. I said, you're a very good looking young man. I meant that. He goes, you're not making fun of me? I said, how about this? I'm staying here. You want to go up to my room? He said, yes. I said, touchdown, Bobby Ha. Touchdown. And then after we have sex in the room, this is like, lasted like an hour or so, he goes, I got to get going.
He doesn't look away for his brag.
No,
head turned back.
No. The best is he goes like this to me. Oh, I got to start hurrying up to get down.
To my boyfriend?
His boyfriend was working while they were there.
Wow.
So he had to go back to his boyfriend.
That's a version of a hate crime that you...
That's not a hate crime.
Well, you fucked him. So that's...
I said we had sex. I didn't say what we did.
What does that mean? You had sex.
Bobby's a switch hitter. He said that
before. Maybe he penetrated you?
No. That one I banged. But he don't know that. I didn't say it.
Well, now I do know it.
Here's
the big
what I
reveal
find interesting.
At the end.
Here's the thing we're glossing over. Every time Bobby gives someone a compliment, they think he's making fun of them.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Well, the catcalling thing, I lived uptown for 8 years, so I saw it bad. I saw girls. God, I got it.
You just got choked up thinking about all those catcalls.
But no, it can really be bad if you're a woman up there. They really, it can just, I don't
what
know.
What about Benson Hurst, you guinea?
Yeah, but I don't know
you
if it's racist or whatever. I know I live there. I know for
you
a
guys do the same
for,
thing with girls up by age.
Especially for a blonde girl.
How you doing it, sweet kids?
I'm not saying it's better or worse in different neighborhoods.
Why, you Italians don't do that?
I'm just saying where I lived, it was very, very, it would have been a problem. I mean, if I was a girl walking around, especially like a blonde, and then I would have been very, very... Sometimes, you know, you don't know the mood for it. You know what I mean? You have to hear it all the time. It will be rough. It would be tough to take. That being said, I agree with what Kurt said on his Facebook blog in the sense that, you know, sometimes you're not going to feel safe. None of us are. None of us feel safe sometimes. So it's, you know, you just have to watch
it's
your
the
back.
Price you pay for living in the greatest
city
in the world.
You got to watch your step sometimes. You can't. You know, I think he had the example, this is Kurt, where you can't count your money in the middle of the street. You just can't do it. It's not safe. So just, you know, not everybody can be safe all the time. It's not practical. So it's not practical
it's
to
also,
think that everybody...
I feel pretty safe all the time.
Also, if no women ever responded positively to it, guys would have stopped doing it. But this means that some percentage of women, whether it's 1% or 10% or whatever, they'll give a smile back or talk to the guy so that they get enough positive reinforcement that they keep doing it.
But it can't, and it's too, like most issues, there's two sides to it, and I could see that guys aggressively doing it all the time. It's just if you were a woman.
It's totally annoying. They shouldn't do it. But
something here and there, but
respond to it. Or,
right, but the aggressive, it's like aggressive panhandling. You know, some people defend that. They're like, oh, they should have the right to do it. It's like, should they?
No,
I don't think they should.
They shouldn't do it.
I've actually stopped a few guys. The guy was trying to, like, intimidate guys on a train one time. So he's telling people. So he goes, I go, man, you get the fuck away from me. I'm going to beat your fucking ass on this train. That's why this guy, what are you, a police or something? I said, no, I just beat your fucking ass. How about that, tough guy? Another guy comes in and thinks, talk about my son got killed and blah, 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 and I need money and this and that. You know, acting all tough because he was out of prison. So he comes down. I said, why don't you fucking quit intimidating people, you motherfucker?
Excuse me.
Who gives a fuck? Your son got killed, so what? It happens to people. That don't give you the right to come on this fucking train and threaten any motherfucker. How about that?
This gives me a great idea for a new hidden camera show with Bobby Haha just blowing up panhandlers on the train.
No, I don't blow up panhandlers. No. I don't say nothing to none of them unless the one thing I don't like is people that get aggressive with the people.
Yeah.
Like try to intimidate people into giving them money.
Yeah.
Or these fucking, the ones that bring the little kids on the train with them.
I hate that.
That's disgusting.
I fucking hate that.
That's disgusting.
I agree. I'm with Bobby on that one.
They use their kids to beg. Like the kids are organ monkey or something. Get the fuck out of you, shit motherfuckers.
Yeah, at least the organ monkeys have a future.
What? Right, those kids have no future when
they're
your parents...
Fucked. When your parents
you
are like
doing
that,
shit.
You're fucked.
Or like these gypsies, they put these kids in...
The gypsies.
They have their kids steal and everything.
Yeah.
Like they used to go to the suntan salon. I know a lot of gypsies. So some of them are all right. But then, you know what they do for a living. They just fucking rob and steal and everything. You'd say, wow. But they're not usually violent criminals. They just... thieves and hustlers and
lowlifes, as you call them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But what they would do is, I told the guy in a suntanning joint, don't. They come in like 3 a.m. to women with like 5 little kids. I mean, 3 years old, 4, 5, whatever the fuck they are. The women say, "Oh, can you show me the machines and everything?" Because the guy's alone. So the guy goes into the back to show him the machines. And they would rob the tanning lotion, which are real expensive and stuff, and then stick them in there, or even get the cash register if they could. And I told them about that. I said, watch them when they come in. You see them come in at 3 o'clock in the morning with little kids with them. There's something wrong.
Right.
You don't bring your kids out at 3 o'clock in the morning and go tanning.
Well, the aggressive panhandling thing I agree with too, man. I think it's...
Our buddy Michael Che got in trouble for his comments on the...
And he's a nice guy, the guy.
He's catcalling. And he's great. He's a smart guy.
Funny comedian.
He's a smart, nice person. I've never seen him disrespect anyone.
It's enough with this, when people don't agree with what you're saying, they want to take your job. They want
it's
to
this
fire
bullshit
you.
Of fucking it's making smart. Comedians apologize for making jokes. Like, yeah, sometimes a joke's going to miss a little bit. Or not.
Or like Chris Rock on Saturday.
Funny to everyone.
Chris Rock said some jokes on Saturday.
Yeah.
They went all got their panties in a bunch
I
over that.
Really had
but
no
what?
Idea.
It was funny, intelligent
yeah.
humor. That's what's really going on. He's telling the truth.
Right. Well, it's getting to the point where it's like he's saying something, you're laughing at it, and in the end you find that people are offended. You're like, I don't even know what was offensive about
it. Yeah, I didn't find nothing offensive about it.
Comedy is supposed to be slightly offensive to someone, or there's no edge to it. Well,
this is the world
you're talking about a fucking airplane peanuts. What?
This is the world that we're living in.
You want to rub someone the wrong way?
You have to explain.
Not me. I try to do nice, good.
You rub everyone the wrong way.
No, good family show. My show.
Yeah, your family is a bunch of gay lumberjacks.
No, good Christian comedy.
For people who are offended by this type of stuff, that's where they should have to go. They should have to go to your comedy show.
Yeah. There you go. There's Mike hitting a game-winning three.
I finally hit one. the midterm elections.
Oh, we're skipping down. Taylor Swift took her music off of Spotify. I thought that was an interesting topic.
Who the fuck? Let me tell you something. First of all, this Taylor Swift sucks.
That's
and she didn't give her a New York song. She's not even from New York. She's never lived here. She come up with a song about New York. Fuck her. I'm tired of her bullshit.
The interesting thing to me...
I like the Saturday Live thing where they said everybody loves Taylor Swift. They got a pill because you get Taylor Swift thing where you get dizzy.
It's good.
And you fall down.
Yeah, it's a funny
sketch. That we all really like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's a funny sketch.
The interesting thing to me about the story is popular, whether they're good or not, recording artist takes her music down from one specific internet music streaming
Why did
service.
She do that?
To pump up sales in the first week of her new album to like... make it a more successful album.
All right. Well,
that's her management.
The market
streaming doesn't count towards
well, that's
market
not
sales,
her. Listen,
she still gets paid.
That's not her personally. That's
it's a
management.
Money grab.
That's her management.
Yeah, but it's a money grab. It's supposed to be a money grab. It is what
it's
it
supposed
is.
To be making money. What do you think she's in the business for?
Yeah.
To share her artistic.
That's
I can't
word
even.
There's only one guy she dated. She didn't write anything bad about.
That's what we're in the business.
That was Taylor Lautner. She said, "Oh, he was a real gentleman." Taylor
well, because
Lautner's
he's a vampire, isn't
he? No, he's a girl. He's okay. It's unbelievable. I'd bang him in a second. He's a good-looking motherfucker. Oh.
Oh, wait. Bobby's getting a call.
Excuse me, everybody.
Bobby's taking a call on air.
Hello. You're on air.
Except he's not on
Hello,
speaker.
You're on the middle of the show. You're on the air on speakerphone. You're talking on the radio. Can I help you?
Oh, shut up.
You're on the radio. I'm telling you. Now, what do you want to say?
Hold it closer.
I said, you're right on the air. I got you on speakerphone on the air. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, what's up?
See? Yet? They're all here. You're on the radio show. Now, you are a producer of the movie Just Shoot Me. Is that correct?
It's not a TV series.
It's a show. Shoot Me, with about Elaine Stritch. He was one of the producers on the movie. So everyone should watch that on Netflix. It's a great movie.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what... And so what else did you want to bring up about the pictures from Halloween?
Yes, I can't download it. I don't know what happened. Maybe you can email it, me later.
Well, as soon as the show is over and I get home, I'll take care of that for you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Now, can we get back to the show? And if anyone wants to get their hair cut, a really great haircut, he's one of the best in the world. He cuts all the big celebrities' hair, including Elaine Stritch, who passed away, and a lot of other people's. You go to see PA at Vartali Salon on 57th between Lex and Park Avenue.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you. I'm too busy for you. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, PA.
He's not only a great haircut, he's one of the producers on that movie.
What's his name? PA?
PA. P-I-E-T, P-A.
I like that we have call-in advertising now.
I before E.
Well, so sponsors, if you have one of our cell phones, just give us a call, and you can get a plug on air.
That was an excellent call-in.
Well,
I'm
like,
really
something.
Happy with the way that
he
went.
He made Elaine Stritch. He's the one that had that movie made.
I think I watched it.
Okay, so he's the one that got that movie made. And she then was happy, and, you know, she went to Michigan to die. She went home. She knew she was going to die.
Right.
But that movie gave her last hurrah. She was walking the red carpets of the different film festivals and everything, and she was kind of happy. She knew she was going to die, but now she, because she has no children, she knows she's going to be remembered by that movie, her legacy. And that she was a much happier person. You can see that towards the end. I went to a couple of parties with her, and before that, she was always... Argh!
Well, she got nicer then.
She got much nicer, yes.
When you're going to die, you tend to lighten up a little bit.
No, but she was nice. She still yelled at some people, but she was nice to me at the end there.
Oh, that's the important thing, is if you're nice to Bobby, haha.
Yeah, but she used to yell at me all the time before that. Yeah.
You deserved it, though, probably.
Election day. Oh, sorry, you take it.
I'm sorry, I was going to skip election day, because most people didn't vote.
It's tomorrow, election day.
Most people aren't going to vote. Are you going to vote?
He's not allowed to.
Yes, oh, that's right, because you're a...
Oh, yes, I am.
But you're a felon.
After your parole's over and everything else, you're allowed to vote.
Huh. Are you allowed to vote again? Are you allowed to have a firearm?
No.
Okay, who are you voting for?
I don't believe in voting.
You don't believe in voting?
No.
Well, you can't. He's Russian.
I have citizenship. I'm a registered voter. Actually, funny story how I became a registered voter.
I'm not actually voting. I just tell people I don't vote. What the fuck, are you kidding?
Well, especially New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you can't make a difference. It always goes Democrat anyway. It's not going to... Your one vote doesn't matter. It's just...
Well, first of all, I don't like either guy. Cuomo sucks. The other guy sucks. They all suck.
Anyone who's taken a course in statistics knows voting's useless.
First of all...
Except unless you live in, like, one county in Florida or whatever.
All right, Fox News.
I was going to share how I became a registered voter.
How did you become a registered voter? I thought it was in the book.
It's not in the book, actually. No, in college, I ran a website, Sluckers.com, that made fun of Rutgers. It was like a parody website.
We heard about this already, yeah.
We sold merchandise.
Right.
So what? Some guy was going around the dorms getting people to register to vote, and I said, if you buy a Sluckers t-shirt, I'll register to vote. He bought a t-shirt. I'm a man of my word, so I'm a registered New Jersey voter.
I thought you did it on a mass scale, where it was like, if you sold something, they bought something, that you would register them or something, or you worked with the voters.
No.
With the registration?
No, I sold my vote. I sold my voter registration for them to buy a Sluckers t-shirt.
One shirt?
Yeah, but now you can't vote in New Jersey because you're not a resident there anymore.
I think I still get mail there. I don't know what happens.
Oh, we shouldn't incriminate.
I might have registered in California for... I don't know. I don't know where I'm registered.
Wow. It just shows you how these... He registers in a lot of different states, and he votes in a lot of different elections, and that's why it pumps up the numbers for certain Republican guys.
Right.
And... I just think it's bad news.
I wouldn't vote Republican. I don't like the Democrats.
I wouldn't vote Democrat either. I wouldn't. You know, I would vote.
What?
For whoever does the best job for me. You look at their voting record, and you see how they vote on different issues. That's the way to do it. You see what they've already done, and then you say to yourself, "Who's the best candidate that's going to help me out?"
I think,
but people don't do their homework.
But no, but I think that they should make it easier and put their voting record in the person on like a 5-hour energy or on an ice cream, something that people are going to gravitate to.
Or in the voting booth. You make it a nice iPad. You give all the issues, all their voting record. People can scroll
down.
It's
like when you get
not in the vote. You should have your, you should do your homework before you go.
No one's going to do that though.
I do, and I'm not even a voter. I just vote, look and see who would do better for me.
Yeah, the voting record is pretty important, but they should do it
before. I keep up with my politics.
You get into the drape and you close it. You need to have all the information.
Actually,
for them.
I actually feel it should be weighted votes based on like if you can demonstrate knowledge of issues, you should get your vote should count for more than someone just voting on whose photo's prettier.
Where did you just come from? The Electoral College?
No,
I don't think we should have
Electoral
College.
About.
I think it should be done by popular
vote. I mean by person. I don't mean by...
Well, he's saying the exact opposite of what you're saying. It shouldn't be done by popular vote.
Well, Al Gore would have been president.
Well, because he thinks that most people are stupid.
Al Gore would have been president.
My friend Ben thinks that most people are dumb. I feel like he's personally calling me
an idiot. Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Well, you are the smartest guy in the world, Mike.
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm a person and I have feelings.
You're pretty smart.
I don't.
You're smarter than you let on.
I don't deserve to be called dumb on my own podcast.
You're smarter than you let on.
Yeah, that's true. You shouldn't be called dumb, but he does it anyway.
He does it. He just... I
he doesn't say the word dumb,
no.
But the way he talks down to both of us.
I know where he's going.
He talks down to both of us.
I know where he's
going.
And
I have a lot more knowledge in my head than he has.
I don't. But he's published.
Oh, I believe he's published now.
Published Ben really infuriates me.
Right.
In other news, the guy who invented the game Operation is in the hospital and needs an actual operation, but he doesn't have the money for it. So Hasbro, the people who,
the
maker of
the
game
Operation, the manufacturer.
They're going to pay for his operation. Isn't that a happy story?
But are they going to let little kids do it? And if they hit something wrong, you go,
that's great. They should let little kids do his operation.
Yeah.
That's
a happy story for everyone but the U.S. healthcare system.
Why? I think that's kids doing surgeries. I think that's a great
idea. They had the doctor, Doogie Howser. He became a very successful guy.
He's great. He's a great actor.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris.
And he's a good personality. He's good for the award
show.
He's really... Host the Oscars.
You know, what's
very talented guy.
What's that show he was on, How I Met Your Mother?
Mother.
Yeah, I'm not. I watched it because I was on the road a few times, and he's great in it, though. He's great.
Yeah.
He was an Undercover Brother, too.
Yeah, he was in a lot. He was in Harold and Kumar movies, too.
Yeah.
He's great in those movies. He's great in everything. He's a good guy.
All right.
Very talented. And his family dressed up for Halloween very nice. They showed them. They were all dressed up. He was dressed up as the Riddler. And his husband was dressed up as something else, and the two little kids they adopted, were dressed up in nice costumes. They had a nice family outfit.
Nice.
I had a nice one. On 92nd and Madison, between Park and Madison, they closed the whole street off. And also, I want to give a little shout-out to...
I hate when they do that, because it ruins...
No, they cut the street off just for the kids could trick-or-treat.
I don't like that.
And there was a woman there who I want to give you... She has dogs. Like, they're dogs that go to visit people in the hospital that have problems, veterans,
things.
Therapy dogs.
And I have pictures of them.
You have some jokes on that, right?
Yes.
And Ben, maybe you could put one of the pictures up.
Yeah,
of the dogs. The dogs' names, hold on, I have it down here somewhere.
If it's an interesting photo, I'll help you put it on our Twitter.
No, it's a very interesting photo because
it's
deserves...
It's a shitty photo, I'm going to leave you to your own device.
No. These dogs...
Maybe your new boyfriend can do it.
No, I took pictures of these dogs.
He probably can. He's probably a genius at that stuff.
I took pictures of these dogs.
Stop that smart.
Holly was one of the dogs.
All right. While you look up, should we start the user? We got a
user
lot of tweets.
Tweets.
While Bobby looks through his photos.
Oh, the dog's names.
I
want to give a shout out to these dogs. I threw them there. The names was Heaven and Holly. Heaven and Holly. They're two dogs that go around helping disabled veterans and children. And they're beautiful dogs. We'll put the picture up on our Twitter.
Cool. User tweets.
User tweets. Here we go. Ted Teddy Man.
He's really got
He's got a lot of them. Very good at the PA pod today. This is about last week, not this week.
I'm disgusted with them.
Bobby with said to be there, but with the husky voice, I really think it was Harvey Fierstein subbing in for HaHa.
Harvey
I think that one had a lot of typos in it.
Okay, but Harvey Fierstein is a great... I saw him years ago on Talk Song Trilogy. Great.
I think he's doing these tweets drunk now. Is that what he's doing?
Best case scenario.
Okay, next tweet.
Number one from Teddy. At PA Pod, I know I do a lot of kidding around about Bobby, but seriously, he talks over others frequently and wrecks production value.
Wow.
Oof.
Oof. Next one from at Totoro. At PA Pod, putting hashtag doesn't make you a hipster, Bobby. I ain't no goddamn hipster. The exclamation points were there. I decided to
cold read that. What was the hipster comment?
I don't remember what we said, but I think something about hashtags makes you a hipster.
Oh.
I might have hashtagged a joke. I don't know what happened.
I had a good Facebook status on Halloween. It's my impression of a hipster to trick-or-treaters. You're not scary. I lived here during 9/11. And then here's some soy milk duds wrapped in my blog.
Wow.
So, yeah, it really killed. It got a lot of good thumbs ups.
And that's what life's about.
It really is. Next.
Next. Tweet. From, he hasn't tweeted at us in a while, but here he is again. From at Hang, T-Y-M-E-R-F, or Hang Time with a Y. PA Pod, here's a somewhat personal question. What's your favorite food and what music do you listen to?
I like 80s hair bands and I love spaghetti.
Favorite food? I like Thai food. Drunken Noodle. I'd go with that. Music? I listen to a lot of rap and random like coffee shop or more Chiba type Pandora stations. Bobby?
I'm a Pink Floyd man and I listen to classic rock and all kinds of other music except for rap. I don't like this. I think it's disgusting except when I rap. And what do I like? My favorite food? A really good eggplant parmesan.
Eggplant parmesan.
But it's got to be like homemade, like, you know, not one of these bullshit joints. All
right.
I've been getting more into Indian food lately.
I like Indian food.
I quite like it. Yeah. Back to Ted Teddy Man. Big Ben Comedy, that's me. Bring Punch on the PA Pod. I think he and the Bobby Haha would get along swimmingly. Hashtag ass puncher.
Who's he talking
Robert
about?
Robert Puncher. He's that Broadway blonde kid.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe we'll bring him on. All
right, maybe bring him on.
Yeah. When you're gone next
Square
week.
Off.
Who is it?
Robert Puncher.
Robert Puncher.
I don't even know who he is.
Square off. You're about to find out, bro.
You'll find out, bro. He did an interview with me for Spark Notes last week with me reading the rhymes for Halloween. It's cool. Fun.
So what is he, some gay dude?
No. He's straight, but he's actually dating like an Australian supermodel. But he makes jokes about his face looking gay.
Oh, I know that kid. I think he is gay on the down low.
Maybe that could be part of the interview.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. We'll have Bobby smell him or something.
Well, I'll find out the
real that one. And now all that's left is direct messages from Teddy. Which I don't know why he sometimes tweets and sometimes
no, direct messages not to be read.
No, he wants them read.
Okay.
I think. It's fine for Bobby to recycle the same stories repeatedly and think that's entertaining. So tired of his daughter to teach her and the son-in-law to cop. The only original is his grandson who is evolving his personal style. As always, I support Ben the serial killer.
Wow.
What's he talking about?
Ted is really taking sides.
You were telling a story for the fifth time last week. I called you out on it. You kept going anyway.
Well, at least I have something that my daughter's a good person who teaches junior high special ed. She's not a scumbag like Ben. She actually got her degree.
Maybe your daughter can read my book to the special ed kids.
Yeah. Teach them. Tell the Teddy Man. Talk about. And how about this? Don't go into Jersey City. There's some cops there that might be mad at you too.
Oh, now we're threatening each other on the podcast?
Last ones.
Why not?
Last one from Teddy. Odd men around the world are inserting long eel-like fish into their rectums. It is quite possible that Bobby Haha is actually providing a valuable humanitarian service as he asserts and as he ass inserts.
Do you have an eel up your...
No, I don't.
Okay.
What is that used for, these eels up the keister?
I don't know.
It's like the new gerbil or something.
Well, it's a Japanese thing, probably.
Japanese are weird. Let me tell you
Japanese
something.
Japanese techno.
Let me tell you something. Japanese are some very weird and sexual... Do you ever see like a Japanese like movie? They're in anime. They watch like anime porn.
Right.
That's a real weird characters.
That is a ridiculously cute photo with the two dogs that Bobby sent.
Nah, that's really cool.
I'll tweet it.
No, those dogs, they go out and they, you know, help people. And this woman, she volunteers. Her father was a veteran. And the one with the woman, you should put in there too, because I forget her name.
Does she have a Twitter following?
I don't remember, but I told her to follow the podcast that we mentioned it today. I forget her name. She's blonde hair. She's a very nice woman who goes out and does this. And she even brought the dog so people could pet them at for the kids.
Right.
And it was really nice. They had like a DJ booth and a big dance floor and all the kids were dancing. It was a very nice thing for the kids. You know, it was a safe environment for them to trick or treat.
Where this is in?
It was on 92nd between Park and Madison.
Okay.
And I thought it was very nice for the children.
Very cool. Any final thoughts?
I had something. I forgot what it was.
Ben forgot what it was. Bobby, your final thoughts?
One bad apple don't spoil the whole bush.
All right. I am out next week. I don't think
I'm back the week after.
I'm back the week after, but I don't think I've contributed much this week. I feel like I'm on my way out of here.
No, we're
anyway,
going to keep you.
We think
you have a good work ethic. I think you'll come back strong after your vacation. Think about what you did.
So now I got to find another top-notch guest for next week.
It's either you or Ben.
Well, Ben doesn't bring in top-notch guests.
I book them, then they cancel day of.
No, see, I bring in top-notch guests.
Well, that's because they're afraid of canceling on you, Bobby.
No, I'm not afraid of nothing.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast, everybody, for comedian Bobby Haha, comedian and published author Ben Rosenfeld.
Oh, I remembered my thing. Check out my Grandpa's Art Exhibition at the Treehouse Theater on 29th Street between 6th and 7th Avenue, 2nd floor. It'll be up November and December.
That's good, too.
Opening reception November 20th, 5 p.m.
Because Ben doesn't have any talent, but at least someone in his family does. The grandfather did.
Treehouse Theater, I disagree. Ben is talented. He comes from a very talented family. Go check it out. And thank you for joining us.
That's not what Al Martin said.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast. For Bobby, for Ben, I'm Mike Vecchione. We'll see you next week.